Steve Gerber, God bless America. Thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate you being here. Three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, in the woke world of Disney, creating a brand new cartoon that is blatantly anti-white is the right thing to do, apparently. When will we see the green continue to vanish? That might change things. Number two, could Joe Biden's so-called great economy crush you and the house you bought? One man who called the 2008 housing bubble says it's going to be worse this time. And number three, the world was focused on China's old school eye in the sky with the high-tech gadgets on board as the spy balloon cruised over our heads for days, going over at least 9 states. All these networks say 8. It flew over Alaska, guys, before it got to Canada and then entering American airspace. And on the eve of the State of the Union address, the Democrats are more worried than ever about how it all looks. So much, in fact, some are willing to praise our communist enemies in Beijing. Yeah, I played this last hour, but I want to play it again because it's just kind of mind-boggling that you have apologists like Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey for the Communist Party. Bite number four. Bite four, go.
Due to national security concerns, Congress had banned TikTok, for example, the social media app on federal devices. Your home state of New Jersey has also put restrictions in place, but you still use it personally. Does that mean that you think it's too late to go ahead and ban this? It's already on 200 million American devices. Is it just so integrated that espionage is something we have to live with?
No, absolutely not. And I think there's two ways to approach this. One, the proactive step of banning it on government devices is something that the United States federal government's doing, states and even localities are doing. But the other way to go about this is going directly to the company. They are now working with U.S. intelligence folks to try to make sure that the proper precautions are taken so the Chinese cannot get access and use it for spying.
Uh-huh. Wow. Ah, yes, Cory Booker. All right, so I'm going to jump to bite number 11 here. Bite 11. Because Joe Biden brags about shooting down the communist balloon after it spent days over the country. Days over the country. Bite 11, listen to this. Go.
The next day, I was briefed on the balloon. I ordered the Pentagon to shoot it down on Wednesday as soon as possible. They decided,
Yeah, after it cruised across the United States for 100 hours, over missile silos and laboratories and sensitive places, because you don't have any idea of the technology on board that piece of equipment or how it was sending information out. And suddenly, magically, the Pentagon comes out and said, well, there were balloons that flew over during the Trump administration, as if to say, this happened before. Magically, the week that a spy balloon from the Chinese Communist Party floats over America for days, suddenly they were here when Trump was here, too. But they didn't know it, they claim. Yeah. The Pentagon now saying that some Chinese spy balloons briefly traveled over the U.S. at least 3 times during the Trump administration. But they were never made aware of it. However, others say it never happened. Senior administration officials, U.S. intelligence, not the Biden administration, assesses that the People's Republic of China government surveillance balloons transited the continental U.S. briefly at least 3 times during the prior administration and once that we know of at the beginning of this administration, but never for this duration of time. This information was discovered after the Trump administration had left office. They went undetected. It's part of a larger pattern, we're told. These balloons are all part of the communist fleet of balloons developed to conduct surveillance operations, which have also violated the sovereignty of other countries. adding that these activities are often undertaken at the direction of the People's Liberation Army. Chinese balloons have been spotted over countries across five continents, including in East Asia, South Asia, Europe. Two things can be true at once. This happened and it wasn't detected, the official told Fox News. Meanwhile, Mike Pompeo and others say it didn't happen. John Ratcliffe, the former director of National Intelligence, said it didn't happen. Not that they were ever made aware of. Yeah, they claim they just went undetected. But nobody disputes that that's what these balloons are for. They're surveillance balloons. And now... now they have gone ahead and just flown them right over the continental United States. Going across Alaska, Wyoming, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, North and South Carolina. That would make for 12 nations, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12 states. Not 9, 12 states is the updated number. These balloons flew over. And so it's all about, what about it? What about Trump? Well, he you know, he did it too. Yeah, that's not exactly it. In fact, there, at least one Democrat came out and said the right thing. I want to jump to bite number 15, Ro Khanna. Ro Khanna, Democrat member of Congress, who's actually been honest about a few things recently, said the Chinese spy balloon, TikTok, all of these things are dangerous. Bite 15, listen to this, go.
And they have satellites that they have imaged probably every corner, every inch of the United States. But that's very different than having a balloon traverse United States airspace and go across the entire continental United States. I mean, we don't know what was in this balloon or what could be in a future balloon. And that's why I think this incident is different. I do think it raises serious questions, again, about TikTok. I have raised them. Others have raised them. I believe there should be a forced sale to an American company. You can't just ban something that millions of young people are using. But the issues are very serious about who's collecting this data. Is it being used to manipulate information to many American young people? And there has to be action, reasonable action, that the Congress takes on that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Meanwhile, we want to give Congressman Mike Turner, bite 13, because he destroyed any spin on letting a Chinese balloon cruise across the skies over America unmolested. Unmolested completely. Bite 13. Roll it.
Well, you know, clearly the president taking it down over the Atlantic is sort of like the quarterback, sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over. The satellite had completed its mission. This should never have been allowed to enter the United States, and it never should have been allowed to complete its mission. If you ask somebody to draw an X at every place where our sensitive missile defense sites or nuclear weapons infrastructure or nuclear weapons sites are, you would put them all along this path. Clearly, this was an attempt by China to gather information to defeat our command and control of our sensitive missile defense and nuclear weapons sites, and that certainly is an urgency that this administration does not recognize.
Do you think...
Yeah. They do not recognize, you do not care about. Yeah, at any rate. State of the Union tonight, man. Does it get mentioned? I doubt it. Maybe a little bit in passing, and he'll tell us how safe we are. Right? How safe we are. All right, don't go anywhere, because when we come back, Ken Davis will be here, Ryan Duffy is here this hour, and so much more. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day, or let an ache tell us what we can and cannot do. We will not linger on the sofa, ask somebody else to bring us the mail, or take the parking space closest to the door. But what we will do is take action. We will plan ahead. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. Lace up our sneakers and grab our tennis rackets. We will bowl. We will do our morning laps and bike ride through Saturday afternoon. We will walk our dogs around the block. We will pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.